Metamorphosis. Cocooned in bandages from eyes to chin, he could only point at what he wanted, though what he wanted from the first, I knew, was me. He couldn't, like some others, tease and smile, call me the dark-eyed beauty minding the counter, beg me to meet him after dark behind the store, but from his gaze I knew. What did he hide beneath his cotton silence, his sorrowing eyes, the tortured lines of his undamaged forehead? I had a friend, a nurse. She checked his records. He'd had his lips sheared off, along with chunks of cheek, his nose knocked sideways while bringing in a stretcher case 2 months ago. His mid-face was a mass of scars. Eventually he spoke, though with a snuffling. His nose was back in place, as prominent, he said, as ever. His mouth was fixed forever in a frown. But when at last his eyes smiled, the blue brilliance of a dragonfly flew from them and alighted in my heart. For all our 40 years, it stayed there, shimmering.